Mr. Buffett, Mr. Munger, it's an honor and a pleasure. My name is Ben Anderson. I'm from Los Angeles. When you're looking at an investment in China, where the business culture is a lot different than it is here in the U.S., and successful business practices are, again, very different than they are here, you know, what are the characteristics you look for when placing an investment in that company, and is that any different than the general principles at Berkshire?
We follow the same principles, but we recognize that we know less about tax laws, about customs, about attitudes toward shareholders anytime we get outside the United States than we know in the United States. Now, to varying degrees, we weigh in that uncertainty. At the time I bought PetroChina stock, which I don't know, it was probably 2003 or thereabouts, it was extraordinarily cheap in relation to any calculation of reserves or refining capacity or cash flow or you name it. And at the same time, Yukos in Russia was similarly very, very cheap. And they were both huge. And I am no geopolitical expert or anything of the sort, but I decided I was more comfortable buying PetroChina than I was buying Yukos. Now, was I as comfortable buying PetroChina as I would have been buying, you know, some domestic company of similar size? No, because I don't know as much. I didn't know then, and I don't know as much now about all the intricacies of Chinese tax law and what the policies might be. But I was fairly impressed, quite impressed, when I read the report of PetroChina. For one thing, they said they were going to pay out 45% of, as I remember, 45% of their earnings and dividends. That's more than any company in the oil company in the United States would tell me. So I regarded that as a plus and an indication of intent that I thought would be fulfilled, and it has been fulfilled. So we do make allowances for our lack of understanding as well as we might in the United States, various key factors. But the basic principles of trying to value the business, trying to find managements in which we have confidence in both their ability and integrity, and then finding an attractive purchase price, those principles apply wherever in the world we would be investing. Charlie?
Well, we make so few investments in China that trying to draw general lessons from us would be hard. It reminds me of the time a professor went west for the summer and he came back to his faculty and he said, "I've learned that Indians always walk single file." And they said, "How did you figure that out?" And he said, "I saw one and he did."
How did we get from there to China?
Well, we only had a couple of things in China that were there, like the one Indian. You can't draw general lessons from our...
But we're willing to look tomorrow. I mean, obviously, if we had a call on some, it'd have to be a significant size investment because it just doesn't make any sense for us to look at things we can just put a couple $100 million in. But I love the idea of looking at various ideas. I mean, I find it a fascinating game to hear about companies or businesses that are new to me. And the problem now is that the universe has gotten much smaller because of our size. But we welcome a call from a lot of countries. There's some countries that are just too small. They're not going to have businesses that could move the needle at a place like Berkshire, and so those are off the list. But
China has at least one private company that makes over $3 billion a year after taxes. There are some big things out there.
I'll get the name from him later, but I don't want you to hear.